The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Episodes 3 and 4 of a fantastic documentary, The Bombers, Stories of a Great Club. 3 aired last night, 4 airs tonight, and prominent is Kevin Sheedy, the most important figure of all at the Essendon Footy Club. Been good enough to join us. Sheeds, welcome.
Gary, how are you?
We're going well. We're enjoying you in this documentary. Have you looked back and has it brought back some great memories and things that maybe you've forgotten about over time?
Yeah, I think it does, to be honest. I mean, a lot of work's gone in. A lot of people around the club, obviously, you know, I mean, our game, and particularly Melbourne, say, footy club, I mean, the oldest professional footy club in the world, and a lot of people just don't realise that, you know, what these do, they take you back to an era, particularly young people today, and people maybe just in their 40s, that, you know, our game started when the Civil War in America was on. That's how old our game is and the clubs are, and, you know, it's just quite amazing, really.
Hey, Sheeds, good morning to you. When you look back at the club that you arrived at, and in the October of 1980 you arrived there, could you believe how poor the club was in terms of the way that it ran itself as a competitive AFL or VFL club back then?
Well, look, I come out of a very different club, Richmond. They were warmongers. They were warmongers with Carlton and Collingwood. I always felt Essendon were a pretty shy, churchy sort of nice club, you know?
Yep.
And we just had to sort of change it a bit that whether one guy could do it or... And you can't, one, but I did bring over about five or six. You know, Bruce Reid, Ian Reynolds, Peter Power, Kevin Morris was fantastic. So Kevin Morris was a real great backup for me at that time because we had to really get back into Essendon. See, I grew up with Essendon being super competitive with Reynolds at the end of Reynolds' career in Coleman. And the 62 Premiership to me was just something, you know, that just made me stay with Essendon because we'd been beaten in a few grand finals in the 70s, you know. But look, they were very, it was a different club.
Yeah, but you
they still are both.
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass you, but you drove the change, and I've said this many times to Gary and talked about it many times. I mean, one person, obviously there are other people that needed to be there, but you actually drove the change and you turned the history of the Essendon Football Club back around again. I was telling Gary not long ago that first coaching performance that you had, and when we went down to Geelong that day, and you still had the Essendon gear on and you coached in your Essendon gear that day. Do you recall that too?
First game was against Geelong. I went by 5 points. That probably cost us a chance for the top three position. But anyway, look, when you're changing footy clubs, you're going to go through some awkward, difficult periods because everybody at Essendon was Essendon. You know, they never saw the outside world. And on those days, in the first 5 weeks where I lost 5 games, pretty bloody awkward.
You were a young coach, so how old were you when you first were appointed Essendon?
32.
That's a young man.
And why did you coach in your footy gear, Sheeds? That fascinates me, that story.
Well, because when you say in my track suit,
yeah.
Well, it's one of all the other coaches did overseas. I just have been over around the world a couple of times and they all were wearing tracksuits. The only thing I didn't have at that time was logos. Now they're wearing their like logos as if you're Formula One car racing driver.
It wasn't because you thought you might.
I love my old black tracksuits. I used to buy 3 of them, but I always wore them. And in the end, I can see the CEO of the footy manager at the time saying, "Look, we could fill that up with money." You know, yeah. You walk a bloody billboard, really.
And did you seriously contemplate playing in that first year? Didn't you? Playing a coach?
Well.
And were you talked out of it?
I did, but Donohoe. He said, "Look, you know, stop dreaming something, get on with the job." And Brian Bryan, I know, is pretty, he's the best, probably one of the best, one of the best. He's probably the best 5 footy people I've ever known, Brian Donohoe. Yeah, he just knows footy, and he still does. And he's in his 80s now, and he still bloody does everything on the computer, and he sends it through to me now, you know, like now. I mean, I'm 74 coming up, and he's 80s. I think it was six the other day.
He told a great story.
We're footy holics, Gary.
I know you are, and with good reason. He told a great story about the 50-metre penalty and how it came about that you just kept telling your players to hang on to them and hang on to them and we're prepared to give up 15, but not...
Tim would say that's true, wouldn't he?
Yep.
We did a lot of stuff that, you know, was...
No, you did a lot of stuff. don't drag me into it.
No. Well, we had to change the way we thought about footy. Our club took a lot of risk reporting there, I can tell you. I remember the day was saying, look, you're going to be a pest, son, and we'll have you back soon.
Yeah, no, there was nothing. There was nothing out of bounds with you, and that was one of the things that made it so interesting all the time. And the players would complain about how much time we're out there on the track because there was a clock, Gary, on the old showers stand. So we came out. We used to be able to look at the clock and see how long we've been going for. We came out one night to train. Sheeds had actually put paper over the clocks so we couldn't see the face of the clock.
Yeah, I tell you what, you haven't lost it once, have you? I've been waiting for 30 years to cover from you.
And you tied the windsock down when teams went and played there, so you had this great observational ability to look around and say, okay, is there anything in here that I need to be aware of? So the clock and the windsock, anything else we need to know about?
There's a heap of stuff, but look, we haven't got time, obviously, but I usually get into trouble from the board every now and then. They want to be in the office every day, and I agree surely, Cappy, just, so what do you do? I said, well, actually, you know, if I go out to Westwood, I'll be a clone like the whole lot of you. I'll end up like you. I couldn't cope with that answer. So I just go around listening, talking to business people, other coaches, past coaches. I remember when I got beaten by Hawthorn in 83, I went out with Jack Hale. He's the coach. I changed Hawthorn and made Kennedy captain. And this guy, you know, like, just remember, there wasn't long before that they were called the Maybelloons. Now, Jack Hale, really, when you pick a guy like John Kennedy to be captain, and like, he's just a raw bone ruckman, like Don McKenzie or someone like that, but yeah, he won four best affairs, but Kennedy changed Hawthorn. So I just wanted to go back and find out and interview John Kennedy's coach. And I thought that was one of the best things I ever did. He's a lovely person. He's a jeweller in the city, and a jewellery company. And, because Hawthorn are sort of like under the radar. They've been the 19 of the last 60 grand finals, which is a third, basically, and they've won 13 of them. So they're a bigger pest than Carlton polling them.
Kennedy changed.
I'm talking actually now, Gary.
I know, Sheets. Kennedy changed Hawthorn, you changed Essendon. Sadly, we've got the news coming up. When you get a minute, you can come in and we can dedicate a whole hour, I reckon, to these stories. We're loving watching this great, the Bombers, Stories of a Great Club, and your contribution, Sheets. Thanks for sharing some memories and look forward to chatting soon again.
Thanks, Sheets.
Chadson Toyota welcomes you back. Same day service bookings, over 100 new cars ready for delivery. We will get Sheeds in for a long chat when we win between sports, because he can fill up some time and it's a very enjoyable experience.